Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Last week, we learned who Jesus is from Peter's mouth. He is the Christ, the Son of the living God, true God, begotten of his Father from all eternity, true man, born of the Virgin Mary. Today, we take a look at what Jesus does for us. And what better people to show us than some Greeks? They weren't supposed to be at that Passover feast. They were foreigners, Gentile sinners. But nevertheless, they show up and grab Andrew and say, "Sir, we would see Jesus." And what Jesus tells them also proclaims to us what he does for us. "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit." Jesus is the grain of wheat. He falls to the ground. He dies. But his death bears much fruit. He's talking about the cross. He's talking, telling the Greeks and us too about how he's going to save us. The cross troubles him. It's serious business. He's going to die. And that death, even for God, isn't a cakewalk. He's going to give his life as a suffering, a sin offering, for you and for me. This is why he came into the world, why he advented. He came to die for us. In just a wee bit, you'll sing the Christmas hymn. What child is this? Check that second stanza out. "Nails, spears shall pierce him through, the cross he bore for me, for you. Hail, hail, the Word made flesh, the babe, the Son of Mary." Jesus came to die, to glorify the name of the Father by showing what kind of God he is, the Father is. The Father is a God who saves sinners. "I have glorified my name," says the Father, "and will glorify it again." It's not a thunder, but the voice of the Father. The Father's name is glorified when judgments comes upon this world and the world's ruler, Satan, is cast out. The Father's name is glorified when the Son of God dies, does what the Christ is given to do. When he is lifted up, all men are dragged to God the Father. Dragging. Jesus uses that word to describe how you and I are saved. The translation was sort of soft. "When I am lifted up, I will draw all men to myself." Drag all men is what the Greek says. We don't cooperate with God. We don't even walk willingly into his kingdom. The Son drags us. He kills us with his law, slays us, and then drags our dead body from death to life again by his death on the cross. Jesus' death on the cross is where we are redeemed from sin, death, and the power of the devil. The cross is where Jesus shows us what it means that he is Christ, that he is the Lord. Contemplate that as the angels sing on Christmas. The Lord is the one who redeems us, buys us back from our sins, not with gold or silver, but with his holy precious blood and his innocent suffering and death. Jesus' holy life and his bitter sufferings and death save us. God himself keeps the law, and God himself dies in our place. It takes both to save us, and Jesus does them both. He keeps the law perfectly in your place and then dies for the death that you deserve. He lives as is required of you before God, always glorifying God in everything that he did, everything that he said, and all that he performed. He kept the law fully and completely, and as only God himself could do. And then, as a man in your place, he died the death that glorified God, the death which defeated sin, death, and the power of the devil, and saved you and me from all our sins. If you start to think about it, it's unbelievable. It's not like, I mean, because if you think, most people, when they think about God, they think that they're not that bad. Actually, they think that there's something good in themselves, down deep in their hearts, some spark, something that would make them lovable. Something in us that deserves what Christ does for us. I sure hope you've never thought that before. We think that there is something about us that separates us from the multitude of unbelievers, pagans and Greeks, out there in the world, something, some little bit, perhaps even that we believe, something that makes us better than the next person. And then there's Gethsemane. The Lord asked the Father, if there's some other way to save you, some other cup, some means that the Father could be glorified other than by his death. You see, it's troubling. Jesus, to save you, it takes him dying. Not my will, he says, but thy will be done. Not what I want to do, not what I see, but your will be done. It's the Father's will that the Son give up his life for you without merit or worthiness inside of you. And so if you think that you are worth it, if you think there is something inside of you that makes you different from the next person, from sinners, something that makes you better than any other person in your life, I would ask you, if God could find some goodness or spark in your life, why is Jesus? Why does he have to answer for your crimes? Why isn't there another way, some way in which you could save himself, yourselves? Why does Jesus, the babe of Bethlehem, have to die? We're not worth it. You're not worth it. I'm not worth it. Not worth someone dying for us, and certainly not worth the Son of God dying for us. There isn't anything in us worth dying for. Not anything that we do worth dying for, not anything at all. Which takes us back to those Greeks, doesn't it? Sir, we would see Jesus. Salvation is not in us. Salvation is outside of us, in spite of us. Jesus glorifies his Father by being lifted up upon the cross from the earth to save us. Jesus, who is true God, as the first reading says, doesn't consider being equal with God something that he has to prove or be acknowledged by others. He is the Christ, the suffering servant, who is obedient unto death, even death, on a cross. Undeserved, unmerited. Jesus is the grain of wheat that dies and bears much fruit. Solely to save us. And if you have any doubt, you are the fruit that he bears. Last week we learned who Jesus is from the mouth of Peter. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Tonight we learn what that means. What Jesus does. He glorifies the Father by being lifted up from the earth upon the cross to save us. He dies to drag us back to the Father. All this he does out of fatherly divine goodness and mercy. All this he does so that you would be his own and live under him in his kingdom and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, just as Jesus is risen from the dead, lives and reigns to all eternity. Dear friends, Jesus is the Christ, the one who died for you, who rose from you, for you, lives for you, and in whom is your life and salvation. Oh yes, this is most certainly true. In the name of Jesus.